Hebrews 12. And I asked Kelly to sing that song this morning, if she would, because there's one word in that song that is repeatedly used. And that word in the song that's repeatedly used is the word that we're going to focus on, if you will, this morning, that the Lord would have for us. And maybe even continue it tonight. I don't know. I know we're supposed to finish up talking about baptism, but I kind of think this word is kind of where the Lord wants us today, but we'll see what He does between now and then. And come tonight and we'll find out which one of the two it'll be. But Hebrews chapter 12, let's begin reading in verse number 1. Some familiar verses of Scripture here at the beginning of the chapter. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us." That kind of stuck out to me this time when I was reading these verses, more than it has in the past, the fact that we're to run our race with patience. Amen. And sometimes we want to get in a hurry. Matter of fact, I don't know about y'all, but most of the time I want to get in a hurry. I want things to happen on my timetable, which was yesterday. Amen. Just like I had this week at work, it kind of a crazy example, but I thought about it when I was reading this about how we get impatient. I had a guy, our market manager, and we was being joking about it, but he said, "Boy, I need some help getting that frozen truck done." And he looked at me and told me that yesterday. I said, "Well, why didn't you get it done yesterday?" He said, "It wasn't here yesterday." I said, "Well, you still should have got it done yesterday and you wouldn't have had it to do today." And he got chuckled, and I chuckled back at him, you know. And I said, "That's the way Bilo looks at it, right?" And he said, "That's exactly right." But you think about, you know, well, sometimes we're all hurrying and you know, we got to rush. But the Bible says here, it says, "Let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." So in verse 2 we see it's talking about our Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and all that He endured on the cross of Calvary, all that He went through for us, amen, all He endured on the cross, if you will, for us, if you will, and where He is now at the end of the verse. But in verse 3, which is where we're going to start at this morning, it says, "For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You this morning for everything that You've done. We thank You for allowing us to be in Your house. Dear Lord, we do thank You for each person that's able to be here. And dear Lord, I do pray that You'd work in each prayer request that has been mentioned, dear Lord, by name this morning, and the unspokens that's on our hearts that haven't been mentioned by name as well. And dear Father, we thank You this morning that we can take and lay those at Your feet and trust You. And we know that You'll take care of them just as You do the lilies and the birds and all the things, dear Lord, that was just sung about based off the Sermon on the Mount. And dear Father, I pray this morning as we open up Your Word and look, dear Lord, this morning at what You've laid on our hearts for the message this Sunday morning. I pray that You would help me this morning. Dear Lord, I can't do anything that would, dear Lord, be of any lasting value or have an impact and really meet a need where somebody is this morning unless You just simply do the work through me. And dear Lord, that's what I ask You to do this morning, that Your Holy Spirit would fill me. Dear Lord, that I yield myself to You, and I pray that every word that's said, everything that's done would be Your Holy Spirit's leading, guiding, directing, and be exactly what You would have said and done, that You might do the work in each heart and life here this morning that each heart needs for where they are today. Encourage, strengthen, convict, do only what You can do. And we say thank You ahead of time for what You're going to do. Help us now this morning, I pray. Do Your will in Jesus' name. Amen. We see here in verse 3 it said, "For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds." This morning, just, if you will, real shortly by way of introduction, the Lord's laid on my heart this morning to ask you to pray about and to consider the subject we're going to talk about this morning. And I ask you this morning to please don't take and brush off, if you will, lightly. Hopefully we never do. But I ask you this morning to don't take and brush off lightly, if you will, what we're getting ready to talk about, but instead to consider these things this morning with me. And the Holy Spirit's led me here, and the Holy Spirit's led you here this morning for this message, for such a time as this, as it was said over in the book of Esther. And I ask you this morning, as the Lord and the Holy Spirit directs your heart and speaks to you this morning, to consider some things with me. You probably can gather that what we're going to talk about this morning is simply some things to consider. Some things to consider. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life where different people have come to me, or maybe I've went to different people, and I've said, or they have said to me on many occasions, people have, well, you might want to consider whatever it is. And, you know, a lot of times we take, and if we're not careful, we have our own preconceived ideas and notions, don't we? And we think, well, pooey on what they're trying to tell me, right? You know, I don't need that, you know, whatever. And we just brush it off and do what we do. That's why I say don't brush it off lightly this morning. But if you will, consider these three things that we're going to look at this morning with me. You think about this morning, there's times in our lives where we all need to stop and consider some things. Run our race with patience. Where we need to consider the lilies, and then we'll know. Amen. Where we need to consider the sparrows, consider the birds, consider some things, if you will, with me this morning. The first thing that the Bible tells us, and the word consider is used, I think it was around 66 to 67 times in Scripture. It's a lot of times. I'm going by memory. I didn't write that down. So if you look it up and it's different, then once you look it up and find out it's right, and I was wrong, okay? My memory was wrong. But it's around that many times, and it's a lot of times. And I found that amazing, and that's why I say tonight we may talk about a few more, as my heart and mind's kind of on this direction, if you will. The Lord's led this week. But you think about here in verse number 2, it talked about the Lord, all that He went through on the cross, and it talked about Him being seated at the right hand of God, if you will. And then in verse 3, it says, consider Him. Amen. In other words, the first thing this morning that I believe the Lord would have us to consider is to consider Him. Amen. In other words, consider the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Consider what He has done for me and for you and for this whole world today. Amen. Consider Him. Consider the fact this morning that He went to the cross. Amen. Consider the one this morning, whether you're saved or lost, if you will, that went to the cross, that died, shed His precious blood, amen, so that we might be forgiven of our sins. Consider Him. The one that came down at Christmas, amen, and the one that rose again at Easter, amen. Consider Him. Consider the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, if you will. Child of God, consider the one this morning that if you're saved and you're born again this morning, that's the author of your faith, and that's the finisher of your faith. Amen. Consider Him. Consider the Lord Jesus Christ this morning that went through all the things on the cross of Calvary and endured them and went through them, as the Bible says, with joy. Amen. Who for the joy that was set before Him. It was a joyful thing. What was set before Him? The cross. Amen. But yet it was a joyful thing for Him to do that. Why? Because He knew the reason behind it. Amen. It was His whole will. It was the whole purpose of Him coming. Amen. And He knew what the end result would be, that He would get up out of that grave. Amen. You think about the fact this morning that we need to consider the Lord Jesus Christ and consider the fact, as well as the end of the verse says, that He sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. That He's there in heaven today, seated at the right hand of God, the place of power and position. Amen. And that He's there interceding as our advocate for me and for you. Amen. He loves us today. Consider the Lord Jesus Christ with me this morning. For consider Him, the Bible says. Consider Him, and it goes on to say some more things about Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself. Consider Him this morning. I took and looked up the word consider that's used here, and it has the idea of pondering, if you will, to ponder. And I found it interesting that if you look at the Greek word, if you want to get real technical, it's what our word analyze comes from. To analyze. In other words, ponder something. Look at this. Observe it. Pay attention to what's going on here, if you will. Analyze, to observe something. You think about here, he's saying, consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. You think about that word contradiction here in this fact of contradiction of sinners. It's talking about strife and opposition. Think about those, the strife and the opposition that the Lord Jesus Christ faced. Amen. While he was here on this earth. Think about those who opposed him, if you will. Consider him that endured these things. Lest, it says at the end of the verse, ye be wearied and faint in your minds. In other words, consider the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ had some opposition. Amen. And you and I today, we will have some opposition. So when those things come in our lives, and I'm not talking about a person necessarily, I'm just talking about in general hard times, hard things, amen, that come in our lives, trials that we face, temptations that we face, whatever it may be this morning, consider the Lord that endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. Consider the one this morning that went through all the things we talked about in verse number 2, and lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. In other words, here's a warning, I believe, to us in the fact that we need to consider the Lord, remember him, consider all that he went through, pondered that, so that when you go through things, you won't be weary and you won't faint in your mind. Amen. Instead, we'll have the mind of Christ, as the Bible tells us we ought to have in another place. Amen. That we might take instead and go on for the Lord Jesus Christ. That we don't quit. That we don't faint. Amen. That we don't become weary in well-doing like the Bible tells us not to become. Amen. That we might instead keep on going and doing what he would have us to do, whatever it is, and running our race with patience. Amen. That the sins that so easily beset us, they won't take and get us wearied and faint in our minds and say, well, I just can't beat this. I can't get past this in my life. I just quit. No, remember the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember the temptations, the things he endured, that he went through, just like you and I did. You do today. You think about, the Bible says, consider him this morning. Consider the Lord with me this morning, if you will. The one that's the author, that's the finisher of your faith. Consider the one that, if you will, gave us this Word of God that we hold in our hands this morning. That's the basis for everything you and I believe. Amen. You think about, consider the one this morning that's given us his Word. Consider him that went through the things that he endured on this life, here on this earth, for me and for you. Consider him. Oftentimes in our busyness of life and the things that we got going on, we lose sight of, and we don't take time as we ought to consider him. Amen. And to consider what he's done. Consider what he's been through. Consider where he's been at. Amen. And consider where he is today. Amen. Waiting on us one day to be there soon. Consider him this morning. Consider the Lord Jesus Christ with me, if you will. I thought about, there's an old song and that the Lord brought to my mind. And it's amazing the way, and this kind of ties in again with Sunday school a few weeks back. I'm going to keep hitting on that, Brent, and still keep beating the dead horse, I guess, for a few more weeks. But I thought about, it's amazing the way our songs speak to us about things. And the Lord reminded me of a song that I hadn't heard in years. And it's an old, I call it a Negro spiritual type song. And I think about the old song from years ago that you've heard people sing, and then every now and again it'll pop in my head and things. It says, nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows but my Lord and me. And I thought about, boy, that's kind of depressing, ain't it? To a point. I could just kind of see somebody walking around, and I get like this in my life, so I can say Gerald this morning. I can see me a lot of times walking around, nobody knows the trouble I see. Boy, nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody realizes what I'm enduring. Nobody realizes the stuff at work I got going on every day. Boy, if they just realized, they wouldn't be aggravating me with these stupid things. You know, I'm being blunt now. I shouldn't get that blunt, I guess. But if people just realized what we had going on at home, they wouldn't be doing this. And if people just realized how, you think about, boy, pitiful me. Boy, I just got all these struggles and all these battles and all these hard things. Nobody knows the trouble that I see. Nobody knows but my Lord and me. He's the only one that knows, the only one that understands. I know that, Lord. That's what you say in your Word. And nobody else just knows, and nobody else sees. That's the way we all, a lot of times, if we're honest, view and think about that song in our daily lives. But instead, think about it this way. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows but my Lord and me. Amen? Well, that's a whole different thing, ain't it? You think about sometimes we sing that song kind of half-hearted or downhearted. But we could instead take and sing it wholeheartedly and sing it kind of the second way. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Thank the Lord, they're not going through what I am. But you know what? And I'm not going through what they are. But you know what? Nobody knows but my Lord and me. You know what? That's the way it ought to be. Amen. In other words, the Lord knows what I'm going through, and that's the only one that can help me with it a lot of times. Amen. Not all the time. Sometimes we can help each other, but it's only because the Lord uses us to help the other person. So in the ultimate end, it's the Lord. Amen. So He's the one that needs to know, amen, more than anybody else what we're going through. And I think about today, you know, consider Him this morning. The fact that He knows what you're going through. Consider the Lord this morning. Consider what He's went through. Don't be weary. Don't faint in your mind. Take instead and consider the Lord this morning, that He knows the trouble you're in. He knows the trouble you see. Amen. And I put here in my notes, and I hope nobody takes this wrong, but you think about this morning instead. I'll just read to you exactly what I typed out. Just let the Lord and only you know, and get over it and go on for Him. Now, I know that's kind of harsh, but a lot of times that's what we need to do. Instead, we want to go around having a pity party to everybody about, boy, my life's just horrible. And just let it be you and the Lord know. Tell somebody to pray for you. Amen. You ought to do that. Amen. We ought to. Don't take what I'm saying wrong this morning. If you got something going on, please come tell me. I want to pray for you. Let us know. Amen. But there's a difference between that and going into all the other. Amen. You think about, go to the Lord, give it to Him. Amen. Get some people to pray with you about it, and go on. Amen. Go on for the Lord. Nobody knows the trouble I see but my Lord and me. Amen. Let the Lord know. He's the one that can take care of it, whatever it is. Amen. Consider Him this morning. You see, what we do a lot of times is we consider our trials. We consider our situations. We consider where we're at. We consider what we see. As that song says, nobody what the trouble I see. Amen. But instead, we ought to see the Lord and me. Amen. That together we can make it through. One of my favorite songs that I'm going to try to learn to sing it one day. But one of my favorite songs that Preacher Sorrells and his wife sung. They've sung it here a couple times because I've asked them to when they come. And they get tired of me because I'd always ask them to sing it. But that little song, Jesus and Me for Each Tomorrow. Amen. For every heartache, for every sorrow. I know that on Him I can depend. Amen. I found my newfound friend, and I'm butchering the words, but it's somewhere in there. Amen. That tomorrow I've got Jesus in me. Amen. You think about, that's all we need. Amen. We sang the song, He's everything. He's all I need. Well, bless the Lord, what are you whining about then? Amen. If He's all you need and you just said that, then do it. Amen. He's what you need. You know, I'm preaching to me too this morning, okay? But we need to consider Him this morning. Consider Him this morning. Look at how powerful He is. Look at who He is. Consider Him this morning. Consider the one that's the mountain mover. Amen. Consider the one that can move those mountains. Amen. Consider the one this morning, even greater than the one that's the mountain mover, is the fact that He's the mountain maker. Amen. And maybe He made that mountain there for a reason and for a purpose. Amen. And I like this one. The Lord gave me this one, and this ain't good English. There's the word ain't, and now I'm going to tell you something else that ain't good English for those of you who like this kind of stuff like me. But not only is He the mountain mover and the mountain maker, but He's the mountain flattener. Amen. He's the mountain flattener. You say, what do you mean? God made the mountain, God can move the mountain, and you know what else He can do? He can flatten it and say, keep on going. Amen. You think about, that's what God can do this morning. Amen. Consider Him this morning. Consider who we're talking about. Consider the one that's talked about in verse 2 and verse 3 here. Remember, this ain't some mere man we're talking about. Amen. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. Consider Him. Consider what He's done. Consider who He is. And consider where He is this morning. Amen. Consider the Lord this morning. Consider Him. But the second thing we ought to consider this morning is found, if you will, in Haggai chapter number 1. You say, where's Haggai? I'll give you a few minutes. Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, right? And that's the end of the Old Testament. So you go toward the end of the Old Testament and you'll find it. Amen. Haggai chapter number 1. I found these words to another song as you're turning. I'll give you a minute. But that the Lord reminded me of yesterday. It talks about the Lord and the mountains. It says, I've read about the mountains God removes for His children. Of miracles His loving hands provide. But what really got my hands upraised, made me have to shout His praise, was the day I could say, He is mine. The song says in the chorus, He's a mountain mover. He's a sea walker. A lily in a desert dry. A rose in the wilderness. Let me tell you who He is. This old sinner can testify, He is mine. Amen. I'm glad today to know that the Lord is mine. Consider Him this morning. Consider Him. Haggai chapter 1. And I really considered reading the whole chapter this morning, but I'm not going to do that. Instead, let's take and let's pick up, if you will, here in verse number 2. The Bible says in chapter 1, verse 2, it says, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, talking about Israel here, God's people, that the time is not come. The time that the Lord's house should be built. Now, I want to stop for a second right here. This is, of course, after the time when the temple was destroyed, gone, and they had come back, started to, if you will, there, started to be rebuilt. And here the Lord's house, the Lord's temple was gone, tore down. That's what they're saying here. He says, the time that the Lord's house, it's not time that God's house should be built yet. But notice verse 3, that's what they're saying. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, the Lord speaking through the prophet, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house is laid waste? You say it's not time to build God's house, but you done built your house. That's what he's saying here. You've built your house. You've rebuilt your houses, your sealed houses with ceilings, your houses with walls. You've rebuilt those, but it's not time to build God's house, you just said back up in the other verse. Think about that. Notice the next verse. Verse 4, it says, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house, talking about the Lord's house, lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Here's our words. Consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Boy, I feel like that a lot of times. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages, here it is, to put it into a bag with holes. That's the way my wallet is. A bag with holes. But notice he's talking here about, I believe, the physical, but also the spiritual. Here they were, they had built their houses, had those repaired, but what was the last thing they needed to repair? The Lord's house. He said, consider your way. He said, look at all these things that you got that you're not satisfied with. Things aren't being met and taken care of. Money, it's gone. Food, it ain't satisfying. Drink, it's not working. He says, he's making the point here in verse 7 again, pretty much the same thing verse 7 says, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, what? Consider your ways. Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Amen. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. God said, there it goes. Blew it away. After they thought, boy, I've got, look at all that I said I have. He blew it away. Why? Saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit, and I called for a drought. God did what? God called for a drought. He said, if you ain't going to do what you ought to do, and you're putting your priorities in the wrong areas, you're abandoning my house and taking care of the things that ought to be taken care of first, I'm calling for a drought. Your bag's going to be like one with holes in it. You're not going to be satisfied. You're going to have all these things happen until you take and go get the wood and do these things and build the house. And that'll please me and I'd be glorified with, as he said in verse 8. Verse 11, And I called for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains and upon the corn and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon that which the ground bringeth forth and upon men and upon cattle and upon all the labor of the hands. You get the point. Simply, the second thing this morning is, that we need to consider our ways. Here the Lord Jesus, here God spoke through Haggai the prophet to his people and told them, you need to consider your ways. You need to stop and look around and realize here you are in your ceiling houses. Here you are with your walls rebuilt in your house. Here you are with all these other things, but you say it's not time to rebuild the Lord's house. You're only concerned about who? Yourself. And yet the Lord's over here, His house is in waste. May I say today, that's the way a lot of people are, don't they? They don't consider Him. Instead, they're only concerned about themselves. You think about today, they're only concerned about their house, not the Lord's house. Here the Lord said, consider your ways. I think about a lot of times people, and I'm not saying this is the case all the time. Y'all know that. Know me better than that. But I think about people a lot of times when they start talking about all the troubles and trials and hard things they're going through and this and that. And you listen to them and you think, not all the time, but in some cases, well, have you considered the Lord? Are you considering your ways? Are you faithful to God's house? No wonder your house is in a mess.
Yes.
You think about if you treated your house like you do God's house, it would be a waste. It would be a mess. If you just took and only went home to your house when it was convenient and it fit into your schedule, it would be a waste. It would be a mess. I think about the things that we do sometimes, and I find it interesting that around our house, and boy, I can't say this for me right now because I got a long list of stuff to get done, but it's not huge stuff. It's like change a door lock and change a door knob and, you know, put a door stop on, that type of stuff. You know, just a lot of little piddly things that I need to do. But you think about, we'll do everything in the world if we find out something's wrong with our house to get it fixed, won't we? Lord forbid if somebody was to go home today and find out that their house had a hole in the roof. And you looked up and you could see the sunshine today through that hole. And you say, how in the world did that get there? The sun or the hole, right? How did that happen? You know what you and I do? We'd drop everything, wouldn't we? To call somebody, to get out the ladder, to go to Lowe's and get the stuff. Not me. I wouldn't go get the stuff. I'd go let somebody else handle it because I'd make a bigger hole up there trying to get up there to fix it. But I'll leave all that aside. I would do everything in the world to try to figure out how to fix that hole in my house and to fix this mess that I got. Wouldn't I? But yet when it comes to spiritual things and the Lord's house, a lot of times we say, oh, that's no big deal. I got this other stuff that's more important. Lord, help us. We leave the Lord's house in waste and put it down at the bottom of the priority list because I've got to go do this thing. We talk about fishing a lot of times. We talk about hunting a lot of times. And we talk about all these other things, sports and all that stuff a lot of times. But what about going and getting groceries? What about watching our favorite TV show? What about whatever else we're doing because I'm tired? If your house had a hole in the roof, you wouldn't sit there and say, I'm tired. I'm not fooling with that hole in the roof. What would you do? You'd fix the hole in the roof. Amen? There's a problem with the house. This is more important. I got to get this taken care of this morning. Consider the Lord this morning and then consider your ways. Consider our ways this morning. Consider it. You think about this morning, the Lord doesn't ask anything unreasonable of us, is it? The Bible tells us our reasonable service. You think about this morning, all that the Lord requires of stewards is to what? Be found what? Somebody say it for me. Faithful. Amen. Be faithful. Be faithful. Consider your ways this morning. Change some ways. It's hard sometimes when we get in habits to change things. Change it by the grace and help of God. Amen. That's why it's so hard, as we even said this morning in Sunday school, for people to start coming to church that ain't been in years or ain't never been. Why? Because they have to change their way. Amen. It's a hard thing for the people of God to take and change their ways and be more faithful into the house of God. Amen. When we done got so used to something. Well, to be faithful when it comes to the tithes and offerings when you say, I've never done that. Well, no wonder your purse has holes in the bag. Amen. you better take and start trying something different. Change your ways. Amen? Change your ways. You say, I can't get these thoughts out of my head. I'm thinking all these bad thoughts and all this stuff. Well, maybe change your ways when it comes to your music. Change your ways when it comes to some of these things that you're allowing on your TV set. Change your ways. Amen? You consider your ways this morning with me, the Lord says to Israel. He said, consider your ways. Instead, they dismissed it and said, oh, that's not a thing. And then the Lord gives them a couple of examples in verse 6 of things they're going through. And He says, consider your ways again. And then in verse 8, He says, if you'll do this, I'll be glorified and I'll be happy about it. Amen? To put it in my own words, if you will. I'll get the glory because of it. If you'll take and you'll consider your ways and do this. This morning, I simply am going to read my notes to you this morning that the Lord gave me that He laid on my heart, because I couldn't say it no better and no different than the path, than what the Lord gave me that I typed down. And simply this. This morning, I ask you by the leading of the Lord to consider the path that you're hidden in. Consider your ways. Is the direction you are going in this morning really the will of God for you to go in? Consider your ways. Are the things you are doing in your life really the right thing for you to be doing? Consider your ways. Are you being as faithful to God as you should be being? Consider your ways. When it comes this morning to church attendance, do we need some of us to consider our ways? Hebrews 10, we're familiar with the verses, and I usually wouldn't make you turn there. I would just quote this verse, but if you will, I'm going to ask you anyway, and if you don't, then I can't do nothing about it. But I'm going to ask you, if you will. I'm not going to put you in detention or make you stay after church today. But Hebrews 10:24. I want us to read not verse 25 so much, but verse 24. Because it's floored me this morning when I even seen this. I didn't have this in my original notes, but when I was looking this morning, the Lord pointed this out to me. Verse 24, it says in Hebrews 10, and what? Let us this morning, church, consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. And then He gives us an example how we can do that, I believe. And one way that we ought to do that is not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. It's interesting to me, those verses we talk about a lot of times, we need to be in church for us. And may I say we do. But these verses is not really talking about that. You really look at it, He's saying you need to consider others and you need to be in God's house. Because other people need you there. Amen?
Amen.
Other people need you there. They need you there. Let us consider one another. And when you're there, it provokes them to love of God and to good works. It helps everybody. Amen? You think about, I'm simply saying this morning, consider your ways when it comes to church attendance. Consider your ways when it comes to prayer life. Amen? How about your prayer life with the Lord? Do you need to consider your ways? Do you need to consider your ways this morning when it comes to giving in your tithes and your offerings? Do you need to consider your ways? Do you need to consider your ways this morning when it comes to witnessing and sharing the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? Simply this morning, I ask all of us that are here this morning by the leading and direction of the Lord to answer the question that He's laid on our hearts for this hour and to consider your ways. There's some things we ought to consider. We ought to consider Him. We ought to consider our ways. But there's a last thing that we ought to consider. In Deuteronomy chapter number 32, if you'll turn with me there. Deuteronomy 32. Consider this morning. Sometimes it's good to stop and consider. Consider. That's what Jesus, I believe, was doing in Matthew 5 with the Sermon on the Mount. The song that she sung this morning was based off that. I think that's what He was trying to get those people to do as He was there on the mountain telling them these things. Hey, maybe I can see it. Maybe He didn't do it quite this way, but I could see it being definitely, probably something like this. Maybe some lilies were over there growing. And I could see Him just taking and pointing over there and saying, consider those lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, they don't spin, but yet our Heavenly Father takes care of them. He's going to take care of you. I can see him maybe even taking and going and saying, consider the sparrows. They don't plant nor sow. But you know what? Look at them. Look at them flying by. But they're fed by the Master, and He watches them grow. Look at them. Look at them. He takes care of them. He knows those things. Consider those hairs on your head. He knows every number. Consider them. You think about the fact this morning, the last thing that I believe the Lord would have us to consider is Deuteronomy 32 and verse number 28. Deuteronomy 32, 28. Talking again here, if you will, concerning God's people, Israel. It says in Deuteronomy 32, 28, "For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them." Boy, that's a strong statement. "Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this." And here it is, the this. "That they would consider" what? "Their latter end." May I say this morning, the last thing the Lord would need us, and I believe wants us to consider this morning, is your end. Consider your end. You think about this morning, this is a hard thing, I know, for all of us to think about in the fact of considering our end. Some of us harder than others. Nobody in this room, I don't think, if you're honest or if you've got the right state of mind, would say, "Boy, I want to die." You might say, "I want to go to heaven." Amen. But man, I want to die. Let's die right now. There's some issues there, amen, if that's the case this morning. That's suicidal, we call it. Amen. There's some problems there. I understand wanting to go to heaven, wanting to be with the Lord, wanting to be out of the stuff that's going on down here, and longing to be with Him. That's a whole other thing. But here we see that they said, consider the latter end. You think about a lot of times, I think it would do us good as we run this race with patience, like the first scriptures that we read this morning in Hebrews said, if we consider the end of our race, we consider the one that's the author, yes, but the one that's the finisher that we're going to meet at the end of our race. You think about this morning with me for just a minute. May I say, with the Lord's help and the Lord's leading, the same to you today, consider your end, child of God. Consider your end, child of God. Consider the direction you're going in, where your life is now and where it was and the direction you're going in. Consider your end. Consider it this morning. Consider it. Is it to the place that if your end was now that you could say, "Well, I'm doing all I can for the Lord"? Is it to the end that you could say, "I'm exactly where He wants me to be"? Or is it to the end instead, "I'm going the way I think I needed to be, trying to say this is what God wants me to do, but it's really not. Trying to say everything's okay, but it's really not"? This morning we often take and we use the Lord's name and say things that, and it's God's not. That's not God. It's us. You think about this morning, we need to consider our end. Consider our end this morning. Consider your end, child of God. Consider the direction that your life is headed in. Is it the right way? Is it His way? Or instead, is it your way? You think about today, I ask you this also, consider your way, lost person. Consider your end this morning. If you were to die right now, you would wake up and spend eternity in hell. Consider that end. It wouldn't be a party. It wouldn't be a great time forever and evermore, as some of the songs talk about. Consider the end this morning as you woke up and spent eternity in hell forever and ever and ever. Consider that end of being in those eternal flames, the Bible says, that man was tormented in with the flame that could not be quenched, that caused him to want just a drop of water off somebody's finger. You think about this morning, consider the end. What an awful place this is. And one thing the Lord spoke to my heart about that I thought was interesting here that I put down in my notes. Consider the fact that this place is not prepared for you. You say, what do you mean by that this morning, Pastor? Simply this, that the Lord doesn't want anybody to go to hell. Amen. He wants everybody to get saved. He wants everybody to go to heaven. Will everybody? No. But realize that hell is prepared, the Bible says, for who? The devil and his angels. He don't want you to go there with them. That's why Jesus came, like we talked about in Hebrews as we begin the message this morning. Consider your end. consider your end this morning. Don't spend eternity in this awful place that was not prepared for you. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. Instead, today when you get saved, realize that He wants to prepare a place for you in heaven. As John 15 or 18, I believe it is, talks about, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If I were not so, I would have told you, I go to what? Prepare a place for you." That's what He wants to prepare for you today. Amen. He prepared a way of salvation, and when you get saved, He wants to take and prepare that way. Amen. That mansion there for you on the other side today. Consider your ways this morning and come to Him. That's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me, Jesus said. You think about this morning as we close the message. I want to close it. I feel led. The Lord led me the way that we started this morning. This morning the Lord has led me and laid some things on my heart that I ask you to pray about and consider. Please don't lightly brush them off and say, "Oh well, I'm not going to do that. Everything's fine." But instead this morning consider these things and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and obey Him as you consider these things.